This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. An interview now with an undecided voter, Ed Scott. He's a native New Yorker now in South Florida. He's 59, married, employed. In a pre-debate interview yesterday, he said that he wanted to hear specifics last night. Ed, did you?
No. I thought the questions were specific in nature, and it seemed like the answers came out as generalities. If you could have gone back to the first debate, you could have gone back to campaign stops prior to the debate, and I thought the candidates were just doing the monologue that they had rehearsed before. Obama keeps talking about the failed policies of the Bush administration, and McCain keeps talking about the war in Iraq, and he's going to bring our troops home with honor. Nobody has introduced anything new, specific, or dynamic.
What about the style that you saw, the style of the two men?
Well, Obama's very polished. He has a John Kennedy charisma about him. McCain, when he speaks and he gets riled and it seems like he is mad. He actually, every time I listen to him in a debate, he thinks he's preordained to be president. And I keep trying to lean towards McCain because he's more conservative. And again, I'm an independent. And I keep getting pushed a little bit further every time closer to Obama.
So you're an independent, but a conservative independent. May I ask, did you vote for Mr. Bush?
Never. No. I consider myself a Truman Democrat. I voted for Nixon. I voted for Ronald Reagan. I voted for Bush the first time. I voted for Clinton twice. I will vote for the individual. I don't vote for the party. I look at the issues. I look at what these people think they can do. And I heard things on a campaign trail that were not repeated last night. And that was a revelation that some of these people are actually dropping some of the promises they were making because they know they can't do it.
Give me a specific, can you?
Yeah. Obama didn't mention last night a specific timetable of 16 months. I listened to McCain a couple of weeks ago talking about Pakistan, how strong he was going to be on Pakistan. And last night, would you invade? Well, he didn't get, if Bin Laden was in a specific target in Pakistan, would you go after him? Well, actually, I thought Obama was more specific than McCain.
Are you leaning any more one way or the other after last night?
A little bit more towards Obama. And I really see a voter revolt here. I've never seen so much intrigue and downright, they're studying what's going on. They're listening to what the politicians are saying. And they're going to be held accountable. And if Obama is elected, which I think he will be, and he doesn't produce what he's going to do, he's out in 4 years. And that's what a lot of people are saying. You know, you better produce what you're going to say you're going to do.
Ed Scott, a still undecided voter in South Florida. Ed, thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Hey, enough from Ed. We want to hear from you, too. Now, listen to this. There's a posting at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming, about how the presidential race is getting talked about at work and affecting relations there. Tell us. Some tense moments maybe at the office now that the race is heating up? npr.org/daydreaming.